David Gotti here, co-founder SEO-TrainingAcademy.org. Just wanted to make a quick audio presentation for you titled 9600 in one weekend, one email, marketing hack. Okay, so basically if you take a look at this scene on the website, you'll see email, marketing, and then hack, two symbols. The left symbol is an email. The right symbol on the smartphone is the word crack, depending on what size viewer you're looking at this on. I'm not sure if you can see it clearly, but I just want to make this quick and to the point. Essentially, I worked with a young lady named Grace, and this is a client case study, a mini case study, because I really won't get into all the big details that are involved with this particular client acquisition. But the short version of a long story is that I began working with Grace the end of 2018. And when I say the end of 2018, she became a client at the end of November, right before the holidays. It was an exciting time. It was busy and all that stuff. She's a full-time worker, and at the time she could only commit to working weekends, which is perfect for me because I typically work very well on the weekends. Anyone that knows my history understands that. The biggest successes that I've ever had, typically when it comes to email marketing or cold email marketing outreach, derive from the weekends. And that's because a lot of the people that I typically target and that I train people to target are currently, they're existing professionals that are very successful. And these people just have a habit of checking emails during the weekend. A lot of people view weekends as their downtime. I actually, what prompted me to even create this mini audio presentation was an email that I received yesterday from one of my consulting clients. And he basically, I sent him a reply to a conversation that we were, involved in. And his reply to me was, don't work so hard, rest on the weekend and enjoy yourself. And of course, when I saw that, I took it kind of tongue in cheek, but at some level, I took it, a bit, I needed to respond to him. And I did respond to him, because this is a guy that I've known for quite a long time. And he's actually struggled to make over $4,000 a month during an 8-year period that I've known him. So recently he and I became engaged in a project in a consulting capacity as well, because it took him 8 years, and he's had some wins and he's had some losses, but the biggest losses that he's experienced are because of things that I told him years ago to avoid. In one instance, because he was involved with campaigns with Google and promising clients rankings on Google, and all of a sudden when Google changes their algorithms or they change their ranking systems, he's out, because he can no longer sustain his clients on the first page of Google. And I've told people for almost a decade that's the worst thing you can do, is have all of your eggs in one basket, especially as it relates to Google and ranking pages for clients, because as soon as they dip and they disappear, they freak out, you have no control over that, and they stop their payments and they're upset, and it leaves a bad taste in the mouths of not only the clients but the 10-20 people that they tell who have considerations for involving themselves with some sort of SEO technician or some sort of SEO agency. It's a domino effect, because once a client's been burned or once their expectations haven't been met, it just makes the entire industry hard to convert sales, because now you've got everyone has these horror stories from their friends, relatives, someone that they have contact with that just does nothing but slander the industry of SEO, and that just makes the sales process excruciatingly difficult, in addition to being, in my opinion, for many years now, extremely congested. And for many years, I've told people, forget Google, organize campaigns that don't even rely on Google, for your cash flow from your clients. And you know, at the end of the day, clients want more money. They want more revenue coming in from whatever it is you're doing. And I've always told people to sell the result and not the process. You can dangle the carrot of a Google first place placement, but we all know that takes time. And oftentimes clients, you know, they're restless and they're reluctant to begin the engagement process when they have it in their mind that they could be looking at a 6-month, 10-month window before their keyword portfolio emerges on the first page of Google. So I've always designed sales training and strategies that eclipse just the entire Google page one common scenario that many SEO technicians focus their entire business models on. I've seen many people over the years wiped out entirely. And this recent client of mine is just another recent example. It happens all the time. So circling back to what I was saying about this entire process, I replied to him by explaining to him that every successful business person that I know personally, when I mean successful, I'm talking people that are making at least bare minimum $250,000 plus a year remotely from home or from a remote location. They don't even look at weekends the way the average person looks at weekends. He's looking at the weekend as a time to relax, and that's fine, that's fair, I get all that stuff. But for many entrepreneurs, the weekends are peak performance days. Now, I'm not saying this would be your lifestyle forever, but the problem is many people don't even put in the minimal amount of time that it requires to just get yourself to the point where you can just relax on the weekend if you want to and take the time off. There's always that sacrifice trade-off with the time investment or the time ingredient that's involved with peak performance, and the weekends factor clearly into that equation. I can't even tell you the amount of times I've had conversations with people that are highly successful, high performance people that look at the weekends as their peak performance days. And of course, it's more difficult if you have a family and children and all that stuff. So that changes the dynamic a bit. And that is a constraint that I don't have. So admittedly, I don't have a wife or children and for many years, but just like I told my consulting client, it's been well over a decade since I've had to work. I've not had a need to work for well over a decade, and it's because I put in place or set in motion things primarily during the weekends over a decade ago that I still derive income from. And my habit, I guess it's a habit that I haven't been able to break, is actually working on the weekends, or I just don't have the downtime mentality that many people have. And I guess that's one of the, I blame my father for that. That's one of my childhood abuses that I get from my father and his my relationship with him and his businesses. But anyway, that's a conversation for another day. I want to get back to this $9,600 in one weekend outcome from Grace. Fantastic lady. Looking for 2019. Her goal, by the way, is for 2019 to be her breakthrough year for earning over $150,000. And she's basically on track to do that based on the strategy that's in place that she took advantage of on the website that you're on right now. It was, in fact, when she bought into the entire process, there was not even a promotion offer available. Okay, right now there's a promotion offer available on the page. I'll leave the link, or there will be a button on the page where you can click that if you want. But the point I'm trying to make is her investment at the time was over $500 just for this module from this course. Now, this one module, just so you're clear, is a module that is a part of a $2,500 per month training system that executives pay a month on a monthly basis just to access this one module. Now, she just picked up the one module, and already her return on her investment is hundreds of times over just because of her first client, which was a $4,000 per month client contracted out for 12 months. Now, the good news about Grace's first client is, again, she circled this, she banged this out on the week, and I believe she sent less than 50 emails when it comes to the statistics involving her result, less than 50 emails, less than 5 inbound phone calls to her from the prospect, and a $4,000 a month client. Grace pocketed 20% of that, which equates to $9,600. Okay, so what's important to understand is that how was Grace able to do that? Okay, how was she able to do that on a cold email, less than 50 people? And I'll explain it to you. The first email series, and again, the emails that she sends are pre-formatted emails that you get inside the course that I've already written for you. I've already done the heavy work. There's nothing you have to do except for reformat the email to whatever industry category that you're targeting. I recommend to focus on 4 categories: medical, legal, hospitality, resorts, excuse me, and medical, legal, hospitality, and resorts, okay? There are over 100 niches available, 100 subcategories where you can find high net worth individuals. I'm sorry, I forgot to add the real estate. Okay, there's real estate component. There's real estate, legal, medical, hospitality. Those are the areas that I focus on and that the training covers in detail. And all the templates, all the letters, all the outbound as well as inbound material is there. And once you've identified the, say, 10, 15 top people within a certain region, you send them an email, and it's a personalized email. Yes, it's a cold email, and a lot of times people misunderstand. You know, they tell me, well, David, oh my God, no one opens cold emails. Yes, they're cold emails in the sense that you don't have a prior existing relationship with the person that you're sending the emails to. That technically is a cold email. Doesn't mean it's spam level emails. And what I mean by spam level is someone's just randomly trying to sell you Viagra, or randomly trying to sell you Cialis, or randomly trying to send you some non-relevant element of a sales letter that has no connection to you as a professional or as a person. That's spam. That's the spam radar. These are the types of emails that people have problems converting with because you cannot relate to them. And that's different entirely from having the ability, starting off with the subject headline for the email that I also give to you on a silver platter within the training. There's no guesswork here, okay? You're basically selling high-end media campaigns, calendared media campaigns, to people that have money. These are high net worth professionals who all make great income. They're successful already. They don't need the campaigns, but the way the campaigns are framed entices them to want to participate. And again, these are best of and top list campaigns. So yes, these are 360 degree media campaigns. They're calendared, they're fantastic campaigns, and that's the part of the marketing. So the first thing is the email. I think I just spent enough time explaining that to you, the email, the cold email. The second element is the marketing. How are you framing the narrative of your email? What are they buying? And understand something, 9 times out of 10, I train you within the member site to only focus on scholastic personality types, okay? They're the easiest people to sell to, scholastic personality types, okay? And it's written there, it's outlined, it's very methodical, it's very predictive, and it's very formulaic, okay? So take the information, execute, and you can have fantastic income producing weekends. The third item on this screen is hack. Okay, so what do we call a hack? And if you, again, the email icon has crack. It's not really a hack, but hack is a popular word that people relate to. It gets people opening the emails, and that's, of course, what I wanted you to do. You open the email. You're paying attention to this presentation, but at the end of the day, the marketing collateral is the actual hack, because once you've gotten someone to open a targeted prospect to open your cold email, and I give you an entire ultimate cold email subject headline swipe file, okay, it's just loaded with idiot-proof swipe emails. It's written for you already. So if you're having a problem getting your emails open, if you just take an appropriate cold email swipe file that's in your training, you've got 90% of your problem solved with getting your email open. And obviously you'd be using an email tracker, so you can even see how many people are actually opening your email. But the great thing about this entire sales process is you don't need a lot of people to open and reply to your emails. In fact, most people won't. Most people will look at it and they might like it, they might not like it. But overwhelmingly, when they open the email, the people that are most interested in the emails are going to reply back to you electronically anyway. And you're front loading a lot of the information to begin with, okay, within the first opening email. So it's not like there's this long sales process. And the sales process is really short, primarily because we deploy a musical chairs method of sales conversion that's genuine. So the clients or the prospects at this point clearly understand that there is genuine scarcity. There's always these scarcity situations that people become numb to because they're basically false scarcity, and people understand that. But this is a very unique program. These campaigns are calendared, and whenever something is calendared, there's a schedule, there's a time schedule for execution and making a decision. And that's why these entire campaigns are very quickly sold to people that are dedicated to bringing out the best, presenting their brand in the best light possible with these campaigns within the best of and top list method of marketing, okay? So basically that is number three, is your hack, because the hack is actually the entire program. It's what are they buying into? And that's easily explained within the information details. So if you take to heart the $9,600, now just to be clear, the $9,600 that Grace actually earned in commissions does not come at one time. Now, there is a mechanism that I deploy within the training where you can make an attempt to get your money up front, and you can incentivize a client paying up front, which is what I've done, and I train it. I do it. Sometimes it works, sometimes it's not. It doesn't work. But when it does work, if in this case Grace would have gotten the $9,600 all at one shot, but as it stands, she's earned from this entire deal, she's earning $800 per month for 12 months because she gets paid as soon as the client pays, and the client pays on monthly basis. But think about the reality. How many people could benefit from an extra $800 per month from a deal that took them less than a weekend to sell? I believe in Grace's case, for example, she sent the emails on the weekend, and it was Tuesday, I believe, when she sold the deal. So within a matter of 3 or 4 days, she's just nailed her $9,600 commission from a $4,000 per month client, payable $800 per month, recurring monthly residual income. Very simple, okay? And the reality is, now that she's had that experience within a very short period of time from when she started her training, she has decided to put more effort behind this, which is a smart thing to do because she can see clearly now how this can be a full-time enterprise that replaces the existing income that she earns from a 40-plus hour work week. So consider the facts, consider the outcome that Grace experienced, and give this some business thought. I mean, selling to high net worth people, the funny thing is, the more people that I talk to that come in through this training, because I talk to most of the people that enroll, a lot of people don't understand that it's easier to sell higher ticket products to high net worth people than it is trying to sell things to remote or to mom and pop businesses, because those are completely saturated markets. These people get slammed all the time from everyone that's buying all the latest guru products, buy this software, buy this thing. All these widgets that are being sold are to hundreds and thousands of people that are just like you, trying to find out and figure out how to succeed online from home. The problem with these sales and software systems being sold is, once you start selling them to thousands and thousands of people, the entire market gets congested. And what you might think is novel for a week or two becomes obsolete because then your prospects become numb to it and there's nothing special about it. In the instant case, with this entire high net worth sales process, number one, these people aren't typically being hammered by the types of offers that this, in fact, I can guarantee you that 99% of the people selling digital marketing products and services don't even know about the best of and top list method of marketing at this level that we train within our private academy. It just doesn't exist. I know this for a fact because we don't highly publicize this information. You can't find it out there, and it's just not something that people teach because either they don't know about it or they simply don't prefer it because I've been told that a lot of the people in the digital marketing space have this idea that print is dead. And the truth of the matter is, a component of these campaigns and which makes it an attractive, and it's part of what makes the musical chairs selling process a short selling window, is because the deadlines imposed for making a decision are dictated by print deadlines, because they're getting print coverage as well as digital coverage. But the decision has to be made quick just to maintain accordance with print schedule deadlines. So once clients understand that, they see what's going on, they're like, okay, they make quick decisions. You don't end up having 3, 4, 5 month sales conversion cycles. It's not a problem selling within 3 or 4 days, 5 days, 2 days, depending on the market region that you're promoting in. It's a very quick sales process. And it's coherent, it makes sense, there's no sense of false scarcity, and your prospects are on top of it right away. And 9 times out of 10, well, I can't say 9 times out of 10, oftentimes you're not dealing with the actual prospect. Okay, sometimes you are, sometimes you're not. It depends on, just many factors. But reality is, you're either dealing with their gatekeeper, which is the easiest thing to do because the gatekeeper is the filter. You're dealing with the gatekeeper, or you're dealing with their public relations company, their media buyer, or their advertising agency. And these are very easy people to deal with because all they want are the details of the campaign. They get money, they earn money to spend money on the client's behalf. So as long as the deal looks good, and as long as the platform and the program looks appealing and it complements their clients' branding, they're in. And it's not a difficult process. They're going to look at the information that you send, which is in a PDF. Again, all this is pre-written, it's pre-provided. Your job is simply just making sure that the emails are basically being sent to the right person and that you follow the mandated follow-up policies. It's very simple. So take that to heart. Understand that earning $9,600 in a weekend is not, it's not fantastical. It's basically predictive and formulaic if you have the right program to sell and if you have the right proven method to interact with your clients and prospects. It's very different than most of the things. Well, it's different than anything that I've seen in the internet marketing space, especially oftentimes when people they see SEO, they think, oh my God, this is SEO. I'm burned out of SEO. I don't like SEO. The SEO component to this entire sales process, just to be clear, is a matter of ensuring that once the client is involved with the campaign, each of the campaign components has an SEO component, but that's not anything that you have to worry about per se. This is all outsourced, it's all fulfilled strategically, and it's basically a win-win for each of your high net worth individual clients, and they recognize the value as soon as they see it. So if you have any interest in taking advantage of this high income skill, because this is definitely a high income skill. When is the last time you've done a deal over the weekend where you've pocketed just $800 for the next 12 months based on sending less than 50 emails and having a few phone calls with a prospect? When is the last time that's happened? Okay, look at everything that you're doing. And I'm saying that because I have another client, another private client, who sold video marketing services for over 5 years. And within that 5-year time, he hasn't made the amount of money selling video marketing services as he made within his first 90 days of selling just one campaign, which is, you know, something that he's sold and earned a $14,000 commission on from a sale. So you have to understand what you're doing, what you're competing with, what your income goals are, because to me, this is the easiest way to earn an executive level income from the privacy of your home by targeting affluent market professionals and doing it in a way where they see clearly that what you're offering is not something that anyone can buy into. There's a pre-qualification process that they're pre-qualified, and that's free information that you can get online. You're dealing with successful people, so they look at the information. They're not wishy-washy. If they like it, they like it. If they don't, they'll say thank you and they'll take a pass. It's very simple. But at the end of the day, the heavy lifting involves making sure that you're sending customized, personalized emails to these professionals because they're deserving of these best of and top list campaigns. And once they understand that, based on the information that you dispatch to them, it's a very pleasant win-win situation for them as well as you. Now, the beauty is I've not even discussed the upsell, or technically speaking, the cross-sell. The cross-sells occur, in Grace's case, within 3.5 months before she can actually present another cross-sell to her prospect. And that cross-sell by itself, just so you understand, starts at $10,000, okay? And ranges upwards to $50,000 plus. And she's still commissioned at 20% on the cross-sells. So her $9,600 commission has the opportunity and the strong potential of increasing based on the cross-selling that occurs 3 months down the road for her, okay? So you have to understand it for what it is. It's that $4,000 per month deal that Grace sold is actually a gateway product, okay? For most people that are accustomed to selling traditional SEO, they would be happy getting any client that's paying them $4,000 per month, let alone a client that's coming in at the gateway level at $4,000. And the difference is, it's who you're targeting. You're targeting people that are currently successful. So $4,000 a month might seem like a lot for you, and it might seem like a lot if you're spending all of your time focused on selling products and services to low-level mainstream businesses, people that are struggling to succeed, but that's not the mass affluent market that we're targeting, okay? So don't project yourself and your experience onto the potential of this business model, because if you do that, you'll always make the mistake and you'll always be wrong-headed about what can and what cannot be. So be clear and understand that the businesses that you're targeting, they're successful already. For them to spend $4,000 a month, $5,000 a month, $12,000 a month, $10,000 a month, it's not the end of the world. It's not something, and oftentimes it doesn't make a dent. But the beauty is, once they're involved with these campaigns, they start receiving revenue from clients that are accessing their media properties and their visibility from these best of and top list campaigns. So what they're buying is basically a media asset that pays more than their investment anyway. And whenever you're doing SEO or any kind of, whether it's Facebook ads, media sales, whenever you're trying to sell any sort of media product, that's essentially the end goal. The end goal is making sure that your client is getting more back from what they're putting out in terms of revenue, in terms of expense rather. That you have to ensure that they're getting more back than what they're putting out. Otherwise, the salesmanship or the sales process ends. The continuity ends, okay? So you have to, that's a key component of this entire sales process also. So if you take a look at the button, there's a button that links to a promotional page on this exact offer. Now within the module, this exact module, 9601 weekend, is a part of the training. Okay, there's basically six lessons, and the link to this page takes you to a promo review page. And what that is basically we're giving you this concession in price for this sole reason of getting a customer review, because we're trying to at the time increase our testimonial portfolio from our new trainees. This entire promotion has been activated to just basically introduce new students to our academy, and students who would not otherwise have found us, because we don't really promote much, but recently we've taken on some marketing partners in the form of affiliates. They've done some creative marketing and they've introduced our academy to an entirely new demographic of potential trainees that we probably would never have engaged or interacted with aside from their input and their influence within getting you into our email list, okay? So be aware that this promotion won't last very long. It's a steal, and I hope that you take advantage of it, because like I said, this is just one module from a course that costs executives $2,500 per month to access this one module. So it's a huge, huge bonus item in addition to the bonuses that you receive. But you always have access to customer support. It's fully supported. If you want to take things to the next level, you can always connect with me as well. But at the end of the day, it's a fantastic program, and I hope to see you on the other side, because I'd like for you to have your own success story that could eclipse Grace's success story, okay? So thank you so much. I hope you had a great weekend. Take care.